The health institutions visited are the State Teaching Hospital and Health Center Okenyimi, all in Ado-Ekiti, where the president of the resident Dr. Omolola Alao explained that the decadence in the system included inadequate personal protective equipment, most especially at this critical period of the spread of COVID-19, as well as other promises by the federal government in respect of hazard allowance. She said the strike was in the interest of all health workers, the patients, so as to ensure their safety at all times.
As a whole, it's not about doctors alone, it's about health workers taking care of people at this period of pandemic.
In a remark, the chairman, Joint Health Sector Union in Ekiti State, Mr. Shola Ojo, said the strike was needed, stressing that the agreement between government and workers should be met without further delay to salvage the health sector. He observed that if the strike should be prolonged beyond normal, many lives would have been lost, while some patients could suffer as a result of poor medical care.
Issues between employees and employers, especially in industrial relations, you see a lot of hypocrisy on the part of government, a lot of bureaucracy that will not really help matters, and in fact, a lot of autocracy. These are the issues that we are talking about.
Some of those who brought patients to the health institution spoke on the negative implications of the industrial action.
Doctors have to save life. How can they save life when they are on strike? Please, we are urging the doctors to come to a reasonable conclusion with the government.
This doctor strike of 18 is not too good for the people, especially those that are still receiving treatment and those they are coming to the hospital for treatment.
The respondent appealed to both the government and the doctors to reach a compromise in order to safeguard the health of the citizens. In Ado-Ekiti, Busuyi Ogidiolu, Radio Nigeria.